I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 31st. A Quincy woman was sentenced yesterday in the beating death of her 11-month-old niece in 2018. 32-year-old Xu Feng Su was convicted last week on a manslaughter charge. A Superior Court judge sentenced her to 5 to 7 years in state prison yesterday. She will be given credit for time served, dating back to November of 2018, when she was originally taken into pretrial custody. Prosecutors had asked the judge to impose a 15 to 18-year sentence, citing multiple aggravating factors, including the child's age and defenselessness, and Sue's position of authority as the child's aunt and babysitter. Sue was committed to the custody of the State Department of Corrections. A Norfolk County grand jury indicting Brian Walsh for the murder of his wife, Anna Walsh, back in January. District Attorney Michael Morrissey announced yesterday that three indictments against the 48-year-old Walsh from Cohasset were issued, including the murder of his wife, for misleading a police investigation and improper conveyance of a body. He entered a plea of not guilty to the murder charge in Quincy District Court back in January. The indictment now moves the case to Norfolk Superior Court, where it will be arraigned in the coming weeks. Prosecutors have alleged that Walsh killed his wife, 39-year-old Anna Walsh, in their Cohasset home on New Year's Day. The couple's three young boys were reportedly home at the time. They are still in state custody. Investigators suspect that Anna's discarded remains may have been incinerated in a trash facility. Former Quincy Ward 2 City Councilor Brad Crowell underwent successful kidney transplant surgery yesterday. Brad's wife Lori says the transplant at Mass General Hospital was a success, and he is now in recovery. Crowell says the kidney donor is also doing well, calling that person a total rock star. The 43-year-old Crowell was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney disease in 2021 when he stepped down from the city council after 10 years of service. Lori says Brad will be in for a long recovery, but expressed optimism that he will make a full recovery. She also expressed gratitude to everyone who's offered prayers and assistance. Quincy Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane is running for re-election this year. Kane was first elected to the two-year seat back in 2015. Kane pointed to achievements over the past 8 years, including being a leader for fiscal responsibility, focusing on parking enforcement, being an advocate for street and sidewalk improvements, co-founding Porch Fest, and working on developing a municipal broadband network. A 23-year-old Whitman man was arrested for attempted murder this week after allegedly kicking somebody into the pit at a T station downtown. Kedrian Perry Marshall violently kicked an unsuspecting individual at the State Street station about 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. According to T police, the alleged assault was unprovoked. The victim declined medical attention and was not injured. Police arrested Marshall the next day following an intense investigation. Whitman Chief of Police Timothy Hanlon says that his department has been working with T Police and that the two departments were also able to identify Marshall as the suspect in a Tuesday night apartment complex stabbing in Whitman. The House will pursue a tax relief package aimed both at making Massachusetts more affordable for its residents and more competitive with other states, according to House Speaker Rahm Emanuel of Quincy. Mariano, who in recent months had sounded a more cautious tone about whether the state could afford tax relief, didn't offer details about what the House proposal would feature, but said it would revive several measures lawmakers approved in the last session before ultimately backing away from the topic when they learned state government owed taxpayers nearly $3 billion in rebates. Mariano also said his chamber's version of a fiscal 24 state budget, which is due out in April, will mirror Governor Mara Healey's proposal to make community college free for Bay Staters older than 25 without a degree. Mariano also said the House budget will fund a universal schools meals program that began running on a temporary basis during the pandemic. Healey also supports another year's worth of funding for that meals program. Quincy residents can request a tree be planted in front of their property. The Department of Natural Resources is taking requests for tree plantings this spring, especially along recently renovated streets. Officials will check the location to determine if a tree can be planted, and if so, determine the best type of tree for that location. Officials will also check for issues, including underground utilities, overhead wires, adjacent trees, sight lines, and other conditions before planting the tree. Each year, the city sets aside $400,000 for new street trees. More than 500 new trees have been planted every year for the past 4 years. Call 617-376-1251 to get on the tree planting list. Check of business news this morning. Stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow was up 141 points. The NASDAQ rose 87, and the S&P added 23. Asian stocks followed Wall Street higher. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil at $74 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lose the home opener at Fenway yesterday to Baltimore 10-9. They're off today and are back at Fenway Saturday at 4:10 against the Orioles. Celtics beat Milwaukee 140-99. They will host Utah tonight at 7:30. Bruins over Columbus 2-1 in overtime. They'll be in Pittsburgh tomorrow at 3 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast for today, maybe some scattered showers later this afternoon, high of 50 degrees. The showers will linger into this evening and through the day tomorrow, but a high tomorrow into the mid-60s. Sunshine on Sunday, high 46, and partly sunny 57 on Monday. For the boater, waves a couple of feet. A west wind, 5 to 10 knots, will become southerly and gust to 20 knots later. High tide right before 8 a.m. Sunrise, 6:28, set at 7:08. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, March 31st.